Up on Season 2, Episode 28 of the Emulate This Podcast, we're going to talk overrated games. Games that you played as a kid while growing up and you thought, this game is given way too much props. And later, we're going to review the baseball and apple pie of adventure games, The Legend of Zelda. All right, let's start the show. Season 2, Episode 28 of the podcast. Feels a little different in the room tonight.
Yeah, we're missing Rory.
Yes, we are.
Today. He had better things to do, I guess.
right.
Fuck us, right?
And we're also missing the most important part of everything.
It's been a struggle to start the show.
It's been quite the delay, and I have a mattress coming between the hours of 3:30 and 5:30.
Oh, my God.
And
mattress.
We're very late getting started.
Unbelievable.
Who knows what they'll charge me if I don't get home in time?
Well, it's fucking Mike's Lenovo.
Fucking piece of shit Lenovo.
Lenovo. It's the Lenovo.
So we have no soundboard.
But we do have...
Chris.
We have Chris.
A friend of ours.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Man, the myth,
one of our good friends.
Happy to be here.
In the room tonight, in Rory's seat.
Yeah, it's going to be tough filling in.
Nah,
I don't know about that.
Kind of feels good, though. I mean, if we're going to talk video games, he was always the type where he would hog the video games all the time.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I agree.
He doesn't lie.
I agree.
He doesn't lie.
You go over to his house and have some pretzels and iced tea.
Yes.
Watch him play video games all night. So... feels pretty good to take a spot today. So
that's right.
Thanks for having me.
There you go.
We have a good show. We're going to talk The Legend of Zelda.
Fucking A.
Later on.
Legendary.
Eric's got the Legend of Zelda garb on right now.
Yes.
Nice shirt.
Sporting the Triforce.
We're going to talk overhyped games also. Or overrated.
Overrated.
I'm sorry.
Overrated. We did overhyped. Yeah. We're doing overrated.
Overrated. A little bit different. More personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
When you were growing up or whatever,
subjective.
And all your friends liked the game, even if it wasn't a good game.
Right. A lot of the games are actually good games.
Yeah.
Some of us may think they're just a little too overrated.
Mike, how you doing over there? Mike's still sorting stuff out.
Yeah, I'm
are you giving that laptop another shot?
Fuck the laptop.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm frustrated. That's how I'm doing. I'm frustrated. But I'm a professional. I'm gonna do my best.
Okay.
With a phone instead of a soundboard and everything.
Oh, okay.
We'll see what
happens.
What
about the iPad I gave you over there? What happened? You're not gonna use that?
No.
Why not?
Because I can't get the email up.
Oh,
I can't get anything.
All right, so you're going to read everything off a phone.
I can't get anything working.
Which has 3% battery.
Fucking hell.
No, it's...
What a shit show.
Ryan's got... Oh, look, I can't even...
You know, these afternoon shows are supposed to be better.
They're supposed to be easier on us, yeah.
It's not going that way right now.
No, not at all.
Let's get right to the emails,
though. Let's get to the emails.
Mailbag!
Mailbag.
Special mail day.
Mailbag.
We have an email from Jeff, and he wants to say...
Yo.
Excuse me. Love the podcast. Many thanks, guys, for your dedication. I recently got back into retro gaming with discovering your podcast. Oh, my fucking God. Are you
what
serious?
A shit show.
My phone's ringing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I quit.
3:30 to 5:30.
Between the hours of 3:30 and 5:30.
Hey, man, what's up?
Did you just answer
the
fucking phone?
I'm answering the phone.
What?
Yeah, what's going on? Can I call you back? We're doing a show.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Come on over, man. Sit on the couch.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Oh, my
I'll talk
God.
To you. See ya.
Fucking amateurs.
That's my brother, Keith.
Fucking amateurs.
All right, back to the emails.
Oh, my God.
What?
All right, go ahead.
Back to the email.
I recently got back into retro gaming with discovering your podcast and also having recently obtained a Retro Pie, which is a goddamn revelation. Goddamn revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a 12-year-old you with 128 gigs of all the games you could dream of playing. Yes, it is amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
Listening to your Symphony of the Night podcast got me back into playing that game. After Googling a bit, I found some info on a new spiritual successor to Symphony of the Night by, oh no, it's another name that I'm not going to be able to say.
Just butcher it.
Koji Igarashi.
Oh, it sounds right.
Due to come out soon, apparently. Have you heard of this? Wondering if you could share your thoughts about this on your podcast. I went ahead and looked this up. It looks awesome.
Is it basically the same game? It's just prettier? Or?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what it looked like to me. And you know what? The name escapes me right now. I would look it up if I had a computer, but I don't.
But it's under the Castlevania name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. Hmm. So wow. I'd be interested in checking it out. Yeah, have you guys heard? You haven't heard of this?
No, I haven't heard of this. What are they releasing it for? Is it PC or?
Right now, I don't think it's anything, at least from what I saw.
Hmm.
Yeah. But it definitely looks pretty good. Since Roy's not here.
Oh, that's right. We do nicknames.
We usually do nicknames. That's right.
Do you have one set?
No.
So we got to give him a nickname.
Because I wasn't prepared to give out a... Chris.
Yes.
Mm. Now, what was his name? Jeff?
His name was Jeff. I think Chris should give this gentleman a nickname.
I agree.
Yeah.
Don't put him on the spot or anything.
A nickname?
Yeah.
So what do you mean by a nickname? What are you?
Well, okay. So on our show, some of our emailers, we have the governor.
Yeah.
He emails in. We have the rear admiral.
Yeah.
These are all Roy names.
Lieutenant. So yeah, I think in the last show, you guys were talking about having like two governors at one point.
Well, there was.
Two mayors.
Two mayors.
That's right.
I'm the mayor. Yeah.
But there's only one mayor. And that's Eric.
I'm the mayor.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
I would play.
You would have the sound bite, right? Except.
But I don't have.
We're a bunch of amateurs.
Right. Absolutely.
So yeah, nickname. Anyway, let's think of something good between the hours of 3:30 and 5:30.
Okay.
I couldn't even tell you what the.
He likes Symphony of the Night.
Mm-hmm. Right. Symphony of the Night.
He likes Castlevania.
Okay. The composer?
The vampire?
Oh. The composer.
Okay.
Yeah, the composer's
the composer.
Good.
All right, the composer.
The maestro.
The maestro.
The maestro.
No. We already got a maestro.
Oh, we do?
Absolutely.
All right, he's the composer.
All right.
Composer.
All right, cool. The composer.
And I have one more email here.
Jeff, okay. The composer.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I've discovered your podcast within the last month or so. I really don't have any questions. Just wanted to say that I'm enjoying the show. The fact that you guys play everything and work well off of each other. I've gone and played a lot based on your recommendations. Also look forward to hearing Rory talk about the pros and cons of various emulators. Keep up the awesome work. You really help the days go by.
Mm.
That's from Tim.
Cool.
Oh, P.S. Awesome. Darkwing Duck is one of the three games I own for TurboGrafx-16. All I can say, I had the same rage.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking falling safe.
Fucking falling safe.
Eric, you have...
I have PTSD from that fucking game. If you stand still, what he's talking about is if you stand still for like 5 seconds, a safe falls out of the sky and just kills you. Like, you know, never mind if I had to scratch my ass or something. No, you can't do that because the fucking safe comes and destroys you. It's bullshit.
That bullshit game sucks.
One of the worst games you've ever played?
Yeah, for sure.
That was Shitmas thing, right?
Yeah, it was the shitty game Pollyanna.
Yeah.
I got that game.
I didn't play it. It looked
good
awful.
For you. Yeah. Good for you.
Anyway, that's the mailbag.
All right.
So close up that mailbag.
Let's do another
Thank
nickname.
Thank you, Tim. Oh my God, another nickname.
This is hard without
Rory.
This is hard without Rory. Well, what do we have here? We have Darkwing Duck. We have.
He enjoys the podcast.
He enjoys the podcast? God, we really don't have a lot to go with here.
We're very uncreative.
Really uncreative. The Skipper.
Okay.
The Skipper.
All right, the Skipper works.
Skipper.
Good.
There you go. Good. He's the Skipper.
All right.
I also want to say we did get an audio submission from Captain Nick.
Captain Nick.
But I would love to play it right now.
Yeah, except the piece of shit in the Lenovo.
But I can't. So
that's right.
So Captain Nick. Mm-hmm. I'm aware of your, it's a great hypothetical.
Okay.
Idea he's got. We're going to save it for next show. We'll play it next show and, we'll discuss his
Sorry,
hypothetical
Captain Nick.
Idea.
Okay.
Fucking Lenovo.
Yeah. We'll do it when we get some,
God damn it.
Reputable equipment around here.
All right. In the meantime, let's get to the Odyssey.
Nice.
All right. Welcome to the Odyssey.
No music there. Chris no is music. Like, what the fuck are you guys just paused for?
But the listeners are going to hear the
music. Right. The listeners will hear the music, yes.
Listeners are probably thinking, no music. What the fuck are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It would be funny if we just put the fucking thing out with all the awkward silence.
Right.
It would be really comfortable for everybody.
Yeah. So this is the time when we talk about games we've been playing in the past week. Right? You know that, Chris, or no? You listen to the show, Chris?
At all? Sure. One fucking iota?
It was on the ride over. I listened to one.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
That's all right. Eric, why don't you go first?
Okay, well, I'm still slogging through Far Cry 5. It is such a long game. And I haven't had a whole lot of time. But I've been playing that, so nothing's really new with that. But Xbox Games of Gold this month has all the Streets of Rage, the Sega Classic, the Genesis Classic, or whatever they call it. And it's funny because I have that for like four, I have like four different ways to play the Streets of Rage games, but fuck it, I downloaded it anyway. You know, nice. I don't care. So I was playing through them for the achievements
and
shit.
That's free right now?
Yeah, right now it's really? Free, yeah. Right. Yeah, so, I picked them up. Well, it's not free, you know, you pay for gold.
Well, but it's not, you're not paying for it.
Yeah, so I've been rocking them. And you know what? I like two better than three. Is that weird?
I've never Streets of Rage 2.
Streets of Rage.
No, two is like the...
I don't know. I just, for whatever reason, it's a nostalgia thing. I don't know.
I like two better.
No, two's my favorite.
Three is like too much. There's too many...
It's faster.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like Streets of Rage for whatever reason. And I know it's the higher acclaimed game, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's more critically acclaimed, no?
Three? Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
an overrated thing there? Is that maybe getting into the next topic?
Maybe.
I like them
all.
Could
be foreshadowing.
But two is the one with the most charm, Streets of Rage charm.
Maybe that's what it is, music. Yeah.
Three, the music's underrated in three because it's really techno and experimental.
Mm.
I didn't even know there was a three. I just got stuck on two because it's just so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
talk about it a lot. It's the perfect brawler.
Exactly.
I enjoy three. I mean, I think it's a great game, but it's just not, it's not the one I've played two more than any. If I'm going to sit down and play Streets of Rage and kill a half hour, I'm going to play two.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm that way too. Not sure why.
I like Max.
Okay.
You know, cause I could do that backwards slam and then you can do the ass breaker. You break their ass over your knee.
Big oafy bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's slow, but he's powerful. You like Blaze?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
She's good all around.
Yeah, she's all around.
It's like Axel. He's good
she's
all
pretty
around.
Pretty fast too, yeah.
Skate sucks.
What's the one where Axel has the ridiculous like special move for the, is it him where he has like the car that comes in?
That's one.
That's one. On one. Yeah. That's the special. Yeah. The police car comes and shoots like a rocket launcher for whatever reason, the floor lights up with fire and it kills everyone but you.
Right.
You're impervious to the fucking fire, but everybody, all the enemies die. What a stupid special.
Boy, why does Skate suck?
He's weak.
That's the one I pick every time.
He's weak.
Oh, there you go.
He's that thing where he jumps on the head and punches people.
Yeah, it's fun.
And the thing where he goes like, whoop, kitty, kitty, or whatever that noise is. Come on. It's a lot of fun.
He's fun, but, you know, you die fast if you're skating.
By the way, I'm sure you guys couldn't wait to get this voice on this podcast.
It is.
I can only assume how this is going
to
sound.
I'm so wet right now. Just listening to you talk.
Oh, my God. You have a nice whisper.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's,
you have a very strong, manly voice.
Yeah, it's not computer-like at all. We'll be fine.
No, not a robot. I am here to talk about video games. I am Chris. Here, me, bro.
I like Streets of Rage.
What else is on the classic that's on Free with Gold?
Shit. I didn't even look at the other games. I must already.
So it's a whole package.
I can't remember. No, yeah, but it's just the Streets of Rage games.
For the
Genesis, Genesis Classic, just the Streets of Rage.
It's funny you bring that up. Dougie Fresh,
I
believe, on Twitter, tweeted that exact thing.
What's that? Oh, that
Streets
of Rage. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I don't think he's
ever played it. He was saying that,
really?
He's got to get on it. Yeah.
Wow. I will say it's nice to play it with the Xbox One controller.
Oh, okay.
I use the D-pad. You would think I don't use the D-pad. I use the analog and you would think the D-pad, how you grew up playing it, but analogs. It handles awesome.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, I prefer it to the D-pad.
Huh.
And the Xbox One controller is just so nice. It's perfect.
It is a perfect
ergonomically
controller.
Yeah. Perfect.
Do you feel like the D-pad on the Xbox, any of the controllers are, it's like in a, I don't know if it's in a weird spot, but it's in a spot where your thumb's not really ever.
Yeah, you're not really supposed to use it for any of the games. It's, unless you're in a menu or something.
Exactly.
You know, so they don't really design it for like if you're in the heat of battle and you have to use it. Like every once in a while, there might be like a special move associated with it or a health pack or something, but you're not going to use it a whole lot. But yeah, I think they just didn't know where else to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mike, how about you?
Been doing a couple things. I finished Bioshock 2.
Oh.
And I loved it.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
I mean, I read some things on it and, people really don't like this one that much. And I guess I can see why, because it's basically,
it's basically the same damn thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty much the same game, almost.
Yeah.
Environment-wise.
But, yeah, so I finished that. That was great. And then I started Portal. And I've never played Portal before, so I'm behind the, you know, I'm behind the game on this one. But this is what I'm talking about with a fucking, this is the type of shit that I want to play.
You like the puzzle type?
Yes.
Game. Yeah.
This game's awesome and it's mind blowing.
Yeah,
I know
awesome.
I sound like a jackass.
No, you don't.
So late.
No.
To this title. Like, when did this come out?
Great.
07?
No, I don't know. It's before that.
Yeah. It's
really?
Portal 2's been out for a long time.
I don't know.
I'm like, this might game, have been around this game's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get used to the whole
the blue portal thing. Orange portal, yeah.
Yeah, because at first when I shot the portal, I just kind of figured I'm just going to go into another room.
Mm-hmm.
But you just come out of the same. It took me a while to realize I got to shoot a portal there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like across the gap or something and then shoot a portal where I'm at to come across. Once I figured that, and like the game makes you feel when you do shit like that.
Right.
You feel like a total jackass.
Yeah.
Right.
We're like, oh my God, what a moron.
Well, yeah, it was a simple thing.
But then when you figure shit out, you feel like you're a genius.
Yeah.
Like there's so many moments in the game where you're like, oh,
I'm the smartest man alive.
Yeah, you start to figure out physics and you're like, ah, yeah. Okay, all right.
Like the thing where you're on top of a platform and you fall through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to shoot another one and you fly out the other end.
Right.
That's
pretty wild.
It's amazing, yeah.
It is cool, yeah.
Or when like you shoot a portal and you kind of like see yourself in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant idea.
It really is.
And not only is it a brilliant idea, they executed it perfectly.
Yeah, they didn't stuff too much shit into it. It's only you.
Right.
You know, there's no distractions. It's you in a room. And that's it.
Yeah, the only time that you kind of encounter an enemy is those laser things towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
Those little droids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Other than that, it's just a puzzle solving game.
That's all.
It's a great game.
It's great.
I wish I could go back and play it again.
We should definitely talk about that as a review.
Yeah, it should be a review
at some point.
The second one's a lot deeper.
Yeah.
GLaDOS is more involved in it and the story is deeper. It was kind of an experiment, the Portal one, but,
my favorite line right now that she says is like, remember that time that we were on the platform and I said we were going to murder you. Wasn't that fun?
That was funny, wasn't it?
So yeah,
there's always rumors about a Portal 3 coming out.
Yeah, that's
but it never
going to make anything else.
Yeah. Chris, you ever play Portal or anything or any of them? No? No.
I'm not.
Hey, you're missing out. Hey, all right.
Hey, Ryan. All right, so go get bent, Chris. Yeah. Holy shit. Real nice. He's our guest on the show. Give him a break, will you?
Chris,
you know what? It's Rory's usually sitting in that seat.
Honestly, I've never even picked up an Xbox controller, so if this is something, I've never once.
Yeah, Chris is,
okay. It's a retro gaming show, so you're fine.
Yeah.
We've played all the old
games. I can go grab one. You can hold it while you do the show.
I'll be all right.
What was the last console you got?
The last console I got?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
And yes, we do.
It's probably the reason why I haven't bought any other new consoles.
Oh, what was it? Wii?
It was a Wii.
Oh, yeah. That'll ruin you for video games. Yeah.
I've got like a whole like area where I have all my consoles and you've got like the regular Nintendo. You've got like a GameCube and all that stuff. Yeah, but it stops at the Wii.
He stopped at the Wii. Nothing wrong with that.
I've got a PlayStation 2 and then I was like moving along and then the Wii just sucked and I just stopped.
Did you ever buy games for it?
It crushes your soul.
Yeah, because nobody really did. People would buy a Wii.
Because it's
and they wouldn't buy anything for it.
Because everything was
a gimmick.
You gotta like, you know, you gotta like exercise, and then I didn't want to exercise.
No.
So it was.
Are all the games like that? I've never.
No.
No. Well, a lot of them, you gotta like swing your arm and like. Not that that's a lot of exercise.
it's swinging my arms. I'm fucking exhausted.
I don't want to sit down, and I just want to be able to move my fingers, and that's it.
Yeah, so I agree. Give me the controller.
It kind of sucked and ruined it for me. So yeah, haven't bought anything since that. And yes, never picked up an Xbox controller ever.
Wow, man,
not once.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, teach his own, his own.
You been playing anything lately?
You might as well skip me on this one. No, I recently, whenever I play something, it's pretty much, and not to bring in Rory to this, but Rory's Nestor DC thing that he has for the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
That's about it. I just play old Nintendo games.
Cool.
That's about it.
Yeah, emulator.
Yeah.
Hey, it works fine. No issues.
Pretty sure that's the name of the show.
I always have problems with mine. No, that works good.
So.
My Dreamcast emulator, the Nestor.
Mine
doesn't work right for some reason.
Why?
It's boggy. I don't know.
Boggy?
Yeah.
Boggy?
Boggy.
Boggy.
More boggy.
Nestor, that's on the Dreamcast then?
Yeah.
How many NES games are on it?
Like there's tons.
All,
there's,
yeah, all of them?
Pretty
much,
yeah.
All
everything.
Of them, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think my disk drive is bad in the motor.
That like black one.
Because sometimes I've never seen a it's black old. Dreamcast. Well, that's a Sega Sports one.
Oh, all right, there you go.
Yeah, that's an old fucking Dreamcast. Well, they're all old. They don't make them anymore.
That's true.
It was like 1999, 1998. It was so advanced. Yeah,
it was ahead of its time.
Had internet. Everything.
Yeah, yeah. We never used the internet.
No, never.
Did anyone ever use the internet on Dreamcast?
We tried one time. I think it was like between you and I. We were trying to play something. I think it was something with football or something.
NFL
like that.
Blitz. That never worked. Fucking awesome.
Never worked. You'd like plug it in and wait a half an hour for the internet to pick up, and it never actually did. So yeah, we gave up.
Yeah,
but.
All right, guys, we're going to skip me two on the Odyssey and get right to the conversation.
You got
to
be kidding. How come?
Yeah, because I don't want to talk about what I've been playing, because I've been playing some games I'm going to talk about in the conversation.
Okay.
Okay. So there's no point of me going there.
Okay.
So you ready? Do we have theme music for this? I know we don't have any right now because our soundboard's not
working. We don't got shit.
But are we going to have theme music?
No, it's just a topic.
All right.
When have we ever had theme music for a topic?
We have theme music
for
topics.
No, we have sometime we have theme
music. We never have theme music for a topic.
No, we do. There's a song you play.
No,
it's... You always play it by accident, though. No.
That sounds about
right. What is that fucking song? Because every time you play it, it's not the right one for anything.
The Fat Finger Disco.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just some random fucking song that always plays, but it's not the right one.
I'm surprised I'm on the right podcast.
I think you did it twice last show.
He does
are
one for hypothetical scenarios. He has
about,
one.
Yeah,
he has
are
one
you talking about Rory's emulation thing where it's just a guitar?
That's what it is.
That's for his emulation thing.
Oh, okay. That's Rory's song?
Yeah. I played that accidentally for the end theme.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. It was two shows ago.
Also, last show, I was trying to play a Star Wars clip that you fuckers talked over.
Yeah, we did. I noticed that. We talked over it.
I thought you were done. Wouldn't shut the fuck up.
It was the R2-D2?
Chatterboxes.
Yeah.
What was going on in that scene?
It's well, like the big thing from Star Wars is when they say, like, I got a bad feeling about this. So it was that. I was going to play that and then go right into the Star Wars theme.
All right.
Yeah, all right is all right. Yep, you fucked it up. That's awesome.
All right, let's move on. Overrated games.
Yes. A lot of my games are games that I actually like. I just think that they get a little too much acclaim, you know?
Yeah.
They're a little...
From
little
the people?
Too rosy.
Okay.
Too much love, maybe.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, they get their love. There should be loved, but maybe they're loved too much.
Yeah, I have the same thing. Like, a lot of the games I do like, like you just said.
Right.
But I don't get it. I don't get why they're loved so much.
Yeah. I'll start with one I actually don't like, and everyone seems to like, but Metroid.
Sure, that's one of mine, too.
And none of us here like that. We've reviewed that game, and, of course, we're pariahs for hating that game. But I don't like it at all.
It's
I think
a weird
it's way overrated.
Like, I feel like that's also a game that I want to like.
Mm.
Oh, sure.
I want to like it because there's certain aspects of it that are really cool. Like I like the atmosphere. I know Rory always talks about how it's like dull and
It's supposed to be. It's an alien planet.
But I really like the atmosphere. I think it's cool. But the whole thing, no map, not being able to switch through your weapons.
The combat is
so
shit.
Much. Yeah. I just feel like there's so many problems with it.
Have you played this one? Metroid. Old Metroid?
Of course, play the old Metroid. Come on.
I'm just checking, man.
That was my question. We're talking about the original
Metroid.
Metroid.
Yes. NES. Yes.
Yes. I also hate that game.
Yeah.
Really?
No. It's incredibly difficult.
It's hard, but you don't know where to go. That's the biggest problem with it. You have no idea where to go. And that's fine if I have to explore, but throw me a fucking bone.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like any of them up until they got to Metroid Prime, and then I really liked Metroid Prime, but any of the previous ones, no.
Oh,
no,
you didn't even like Super Metroid?
You didn't like that?
No.
Really?
Wow.
Ryan.
Heart's broken.
Because we're Super Metroid hearts. Was everything Metroid should have been if they had technology.
Really? You weren't a fan of Super Metroid? No. So that's overrated for you. You think?
Well, like, yeah.
It's considered one of the best games of all time.
Hold on a second. You're saying overrated. Overrated by who? Does it matter?
Well, I think everybody out there loves Super Metroid, so overrated by you.
Yeah, there's a general consensus on certain games that they're, you know, classics or top 100 games for this console.
Well, then that would be an overrated for me, I guess.
Yeah, like, I can't say, it's a weird thing too, because if you don't like the style game, you can't call it overrated. It isn't fair. Like, I don't like the Final Fantasy games. But I can't call them overrated because I don't like them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You don't like that turn-based nonsense.
Right, exactly. We know that. But I can't sit here and say it's overrated when it's not something I even enjoy at all. So it's, you know, I don't know.
That's one of my games. It's Final Fantasy.
It's Final Fantasy.
The original Final Fantasy. Especially
the first one?
Yeah, because it's even broken.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Mm.
There's items in the game, I think there might even be characters, like a white mage.
that doesn't even work properly. Like, you have to select a certain group of people. Now, maybe it works in the Japanese version.
Right.
But in the North America version, there's certain things in the game that don't even work.
Or fucked up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Any game that I feel like you get stuck unless you have to go to, and you have to go to a walkthrough to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Fuck that game.
Sometimes people get an idea, they fall in love with what the game should have been or could have been. And it's like, well, they didn't hit the mark, guys. That. Yeah. Right. It didn't work out.
That's why I always say, like, I want to like the game.
Right.
But there's, I can't like that. Can't like that one!
Can't like it.
One of the games on my list isn't a great game. I mean, it's not one of those games that's one of the top 100 of all time or anything. But it was overrated within my group of friends when I was a kid, when the NES was out. Skate or Die.
Okay.
I hated that game as a kid, because it was just fucking awful. The controls were fucking awful. Even the map, you know, the overworld, where you skate around?
Yeah.
It's like an over... That's fucking hard to control. You know, up is down if you're facing a certain direction.
Oh, yeah, the inverted thing, yeah.
And all the games within the game are just, like, the joust, half pipe, or whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, a lot of those games that had all different types of games, like, you know, like California games, or anything like that, where it had multiple, like, or what was it, American Gladiators.
American Gladiators.
What a dog shit game.
Those type of games, yeah, they were just broken.
Yeah. Yeah, they would throw 10 ideas at the wall, pick 5 of them, put them in a game, and all of them were garbage.
And then you play like one the entire time.
Yeah, it's like, jousting's the only thing that's kind of fun. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Footbag.
Footbag, yeah.
And all anyone would do is try to hit the seagull. And that was the only thing I cared about.
Did you get extra points for that?
Nah, I mean, you got points for it, but I don't know if it was extra. Okay. You got extra for longer hits, you know, doing like the jester and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the jester.
Yeah.
Is that actually in the game?
Yeah, it's in the game. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Jester. There's a bunch of shit in that game.
I've never played that game.
You never played it?
No. Now I don't want to.
No, it's not good. Don't even waste your time.
All right,
but Skate or Die, don't waste your time in that one either.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no.
I thought you were talking about Skate or Die.
Stuck on
Skate. Oh, well, yeah, I am now.
My bad.
We're back into Skate or Die.
Back and forth. California game, Skate or Die, back and forth.
Yeah, it's just a dumb game.
Don't mind me.
Tried to feed into the skateboarding thing, craze in the 80s, which was big.
Yes.
And that's all it was. It's just, I don't know.
Capitalizing.
Yeah. But the games are almost unplayable.
Theft.
You know, it seemed like a good idea to do it.
Theft.
Mm-hmm.
How about Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters,
yeah. That's an overrated game.
Yeah, but people actually like that game.
That's a great game.
I mean, I got an overrated game.
Go ahead.
I don't know how many people actually like it. I don't know if it's like something where people really, you know, it was like a top rated game, but Mario 2.
Yes!
Oh my God.
And you don't listen to our show.
We did not plan this, by the way. We didn't talk about it.
Because Rory has a hard on for Mario 2.
Oh, he thinks it's the best Mario game.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not
on the NES, I think.
Yeah, on the NES.
I'm not just here to rip Rory today.
No, I mean, I know.
This wasn't my intention.
No, but that's what makes it great is you didn't even know.
Oh, I hate it.
And Mike and Rory fight like cats and dogs over whether 2 or 3 is better. And of course,
really?
I think 3 is better, obviously.
Oh, of course it's
anyone sane.
But there's more colors.
In what, Mario 2?
The colors are more vibrant in Mario 2, Chris.
Also, the whole point is you're like pulling up vegetables the entire time and throwing them at people, and like, it's just so stupid.
Yes.
You're throwing an egg at this guy that's like playing a banjo. I don't know what's going
on.
Wait, what is this?
When does that happen?
Do
we have the right game? It's at the end of 5 levels that you face this bird that shoots eggs at you and plays a banjo the whole time.
Yeah. I don't think he plays banjo, but.
He's holding the little orb that you picked up.
It's a banjo now.
No, it's a freaking banjo. That's what it is.
So. That's awesome. Yeah,
it's definitely not a banjo.
I mean, isn't the end guy like called Wart or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a stupid game.
It's not a Mario game.
No.
It's not a Mario game.
It makes no sense in the entire thing.
No.
There's no time.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I don't mind the game.
No, I like the game too. But I think it's not a Mario game.
I think it's not a Mario game, right? But I don't mind it. I think it's good.
I like it. It's not a Mario game.
Well, then all of a sudden you can choose from like 4 characters too, and Luigi does this thing, wears legs too. It's just weird.
It's awful.
It's weird.
Do you
know the whole Doki Doki Panic thing?
I have no idea what that means.
Oh, okay. Ryan, tell.
Yeah, it's basically...
Ryan Philliman.
It's the game that they used. They reskinned that game, basically, when they made Mario 2. It's the same game. It starts out the same way. You fall, same music. Everything's the same.
Characters are different.
They changed a few characters, yeah.
Okay.
Because originally, you had a game, it was Super Mario Brothers 2, and it looked exactly like the original Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
And Nintendo North America thought that that would be too difficult to release in North America. So they decided to, like Ryan just said, reskin this game called Doki Doki Panic with Mario characters, which is why it's completely different from, but it, that's what, and you know, Eric will always say, like, it's not a Mario game. Well, yeah, it's not, but.
And the game takes place in like the Middle East, the original game.
I
mean, it's fictional, but like, that's why so much in that game is deserty.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just kept that shit.
They're the worst levels, those desert levels. I hate desert levels in any. They're just any game. They're just boring.
The sun's scary. Or not the sun. The
quicksand?
No, that face.
Yeah, this face is the thing that follows
you. Phantos? Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Phantos.
They're fucking scary. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Rory, I was supposed to mention this during the Odyssey.
Oh, shit. I was too.
He texted me.
Right.
He is now, I'm happy to say, part of the indoctrinated. He is 80% of the way through the game that shall not be named.
Right.
Dark Souls 3.
Oh.
Yeah. He can't stop playing. So he can talk shit all he wants about how terrible the game is, but if you got 80% of the way through the game, clearly you're going to finish it. Mm. Something was pushing him, right? I think it might have been a little bit of joy. I think he might have had a little bit of fun, and he'll never admit it, but he's 80% of the way through. I consider him indoctrinated. I don't know about you guys.
Good
job. Is he one of the indoctrinated now?
I don't care.
I know you don't. Anyway,
Dark Souls.
I was getting like daily updates via text of how far he got and who he was beating and how strong his sword is and shit. So he did it right. He overpowered himself so that he could kill everyone easily. Yeah. And you know, there's no such thing as cheese in Dark Souls. He did it. But that was the Odyssey I was supposed to mention, and I fucked up. Yeah, anyway.
I forgot about that, too.
Back to overrated games.
Rory's probably sitting there listening to this right now. He's like,
I'm not a doctor.
You're to talk about my Dark Souls thing.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor. Okay, sure thing.
I think Pitfall's overrated.
Yes. I was thinking that.
I'm
16-bit?
No, well, I guess it's... No. Atari. The original.
Oh, okay.
The Atari.
Mm-hmm.
It's, talk about bore. I mean, I get... I've mentioned it on the show before on why it's important and all that shit, but running and jumping over logs and crocodiles, whatever they are.
They're overrated too.
Oh, they're so overrated.
Fucking overrated crocodiles.
Like nothing worse than crocodile.
It's, I don't know. There's just so many other games to play on that system and play the second Pitfall. Yeah. It's much better. I can't get into fucking the original Pitfall. I guess it's a nice game, like for historical purposes. Mm-hmm. If you want to go back and see where platforming started, right. Or even like, it's technically not considered a side scroller because they're all different screens, but you get the idea that it's side scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check that out, go for it. But I don't know. After 5 minutes of playing it, actually, that's even a long time. I can't get into that one.
You know, I feel that way about Pac-Man.
Do you?
I think Pac-Man's overrated.
I know. It's fundamental.
I know it is, and I understand the importance of it for history-wise, but for whatever reason, I just couldn't play it for more than a half hour. It got boring to me.
What about all those old, like, Space Invaders?
I like Galaga and Space Invaders. I could play them for a long time.
Okay.
You know, but, yeah, I just, for Pac-Man just doesn't resonate.
Pac-Man was always, like, too intense.
Yeah.
Just the ghosts were all over
Maybe
the place.
Maybe that was it.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. I guess I see how people all love it and understand how, you know, like you said, fundamentally and historically important it is. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's overrated.
It's not one of my faves.
No. It's not one of your faves.
Not one of my faves.
Well, go ahead, Ryan. Drop the bomb on Eric right now.
Well, Borderlands, is that one?
Well, I guess that could be one, but no, there's a bigger one.
Well, okay.
That you think is overrated.
I don't really think it's overrated. Maybe Eric had a point earlier when he's like, if you don't like that type of game, Skyrim. Okay. Mm. And people are listening to this right now going, what the fuck? It's an idiot. It didn't draw me in.
How long did you play it for? How many hours?
A lot of hours. I mean,
a lot of hours.
Well, when we did the show on it.
Okay.
You know, that's as far as I got.
2 hours? 1 hour? Two
no,
hours?
No, no, no.
3 hours?
No, I played it for a few days.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, okay. Slept and everything, but yeah.
I got you. Did you find that the systems were too deep? There was too much? Was it overwhelming?
Yeah. It was overwhelming.
It is a daunting game.
Yeah.
It's kind of overwhelming. There's a lot going on.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do all of it, but. No, I can.
That's
I can,
kind
I
of another one where
that.
You're like,
A lot of
even though they tell you where to go, but you do kind of feel like, what the fuck should I do?
Yeah. I mean, it's really deep. Yeah. The combat's awkward, though. I could see how, you know, I could see how a person would think it was overrated. Sure.
Again, for this topic, it's a personal thing. It's not that
sure.
I think the game sucks.
Right. I'm not insulted.
The game sucks. You know, right.
I don't care.
Actually, you had a list.
I'm not critiquing a game. I know it's a great game.
You had a list that you were kind of going off of before we started the show.
Oh, I did, yeah.
You should go over some of those games because, periodical that this was on?
Yeah, let me get to that list. Oh, as I'm going to the list, one of the other ones I have, this game gets great ratings as an old school retro game, but I just don't get it. It's Mickey Mouse Castle of Illusion.
Yeah.
And, really?
Yeah. And
I've never heard of it.
It's a great kids game.
It is, but it gets really good ratings. Like if there was like a top 50, it's
graphics.
Usually in that top 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's definitely in the top 16-bit games.
And
Genesis.
I just don't. It's just real chunky and clunky. It's old. It's like 90 or 91, so it's an earlier game.
You've played this?
But it's... Yeah. I've played all the Mickey games.
Whimsical.
You've played all
so
the
whimsical.
I've played all the Mickey games.
Well, Mickey Mania.
Oh, Mickey's my shit.
Mickey Mania looks awesome. You ever play that one?
Mm. I have no idea what
that's
that is.
That's for Genesis, Super Nintendo. It's more of a hand-drawn art style.
See,
it looks awesome.
I was playing games back then.
Mm. Yeah, beer time.
But
oh, it's beer time.
So
beer time. Mike's getting beers.
Can I throw one out there, real
please,
quick?
Please, please do.
And this may be more so along the lines of like just the types of games that you don't like to play. But I can remember a time, probably when I was, you know, in my early 20s, when constantly people were playing Gran Turismo, and I could not.
You don't like
stand
that?
Stand it.
Yeah,
because I feel like you were like. I don't even know if half the time you were racing people or you were just trying to like build up your car and maybe that's just me. I don't enjoy racing games that much, but God, it was so boring to watch people play constantly.
So you just want to sit down and race.
Well,
you don't want to have to build a car.
Because we used to sit at somebody's house and between like two people, it was the controller going back and forth, and they would just sit and race cars nonstop.
Yeah,
it was unbelievably boring.
Well, there's also a mode. I went to see the Weed Man one time, and he's got like three dudes sitting around playing Gran Turismo, but they're not playing Gran Turismo. The controller's sitting on the table, and they're getting points or something by having the car do it by itself.
Oh.
Like, I don't know, they're stacking up experience or something, not even driving the car. Like, it was like a career mode or some shit, I guess. I'm like, well, who's playing the game? And we're like, oh, no, we're getting experience points. It was some kind of a management mode or something. I don't remember exactly, but I'm like, wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's a great
Holy shit, boys.
What the fuck?
And that's what a lot of it was. You were just building up points, and it would take forever to build up points.
Like, yeah, it was a grinder. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not into cars, you know what I mean? No, yeah, but I'm not into racers. But yeah, they get really... Ryan, you like that sort of shit. The Forza.
I do, Forza, yeah. I have Forza because of the Xbox.
The specs and stuff.
Yeah, I get into it. Yeah, it's fun building the cars and designing stuff. And I've always liked Gran Turismo's and Forza's. Like, I've always... Yeah. But you got to be into it, you know what I mean?
I mean, you're into cars anyways. So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, it's something that works for... And the people that were playing the game were into cars, but... For anybody else not into cars,
that's tough.
Let's move on.
Yeah, and I couldn't sit there and watch somebody like watch the computer play.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. It was like, it's my guy. It's my cat. That's my guy racing there, but I'm not doing it. Right. It's like, wait, what?
Exactly, yeah.
So I have a list here.
Yeah, run down this list.
Now I just Googled overrated video games.
Okay,
and the first one that popped up on Google was the Houston Press.
Okay,
and they have a top 10.
Never heard of them.
All right,
same one.
Yeah. So okay, whatever. It popped up number one on Google, so we'll go with that.
Let's talk about it.
They have number 10 is Call of Duty.
Okay.
It's overrated.
Right.
I don't know what Call of Duty they're talking about.
Well, probably all of them. They're really the same.
Series itself.
They're pretty much the same game reskinned over and over with slight map changes and texture changes. They're not really... They don't have to put a whole lot of work into them. And I think they always wind up getting around 9s out of 10 on everything. And I think people are like, come on, man.
Because they perfected
it. It's pretty much the same game over and over. Yeah. How can you give it, you know? But yeah, that's exactly right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's the thing. So really all they can do is reskin it, you know? I mean, but I could see, I could see the overrated thing.
Number 9, Bioshock.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with that?
No, you guys
love Bioshock.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't know why you would say it was overrated.
I could see if they wanted to say Bioshock 2. I get that.
I see that a lot.
The first one, I mean, just when you first enter that world,
yeah,
it's like nothing that you've ever seen before. Mm-hmm. And the use between like normal weapons, like a gun or a wrench, and then combined with the use of plasmids, just make the game way more interesting, makes combat more interesting, how you approach enemies more interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that BioShock would be on that list.
Yeah,
a lot of people have that. And now Infinite, I could see. Infinite mm-hmm. was kind of a dull game almost. Mm-hmm. Not dull, but it just didn't do anything new. And the story was cool, but that was about it. It was, you know, and it was pretty to look at, but the gameplay was middling.
Number eight on the list, they have Final Fantasy VII.
Mm. Mm. I did play
never played it a little bit back
in the day.
Oh, I thought that was a
good
game.
I can't get into it, but yeah. Yeah, that is,
I don't know about overrated. I mean, yeah, it's really hyped, and it's usually the first Final Fantasy that people think of when they think of Final Fantasy.
It's a lot of people's favorite Final Fantasy.
I don't even know any Final Fantasy, but I know Final Fantasy VII.
Right.
If it's any one of them, it's going to be that one.
Mm. I'm going to go right to six. Myst.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that. That was awesome. That was I
agree with that.
Really?
You do?
Yeah, because I think it's like a graphics grab.
Okay.
Like, it was really cool to look at. But on it, did anyone here finish that?
Yes.
No. Yeah, I'm sure Eric did.
Absolutely. I fucking finished it.
After I was, done with, like, fucking with levers and walking around.
Yeah, that was cool. They're puzzles. It's a fucking puzzle game.
I'm done.
And it was pretty looking.
I'm done.
And it was the first of its kind.
It was, but it wasn't great. I didn't like it.
The atmosphere, too. Just the sounds of the water.
The sounds
was awesome. Yeah.
But after that went away, I had it.
After, all right,
that's cool. Like, the sound effects are great, and the way that it looks, that's really cool. I was done.
Yeah, but there was nothing like it.
Yeah, I know that there was nothing like it, but there was nothing
mysterious.
Like Pitfall either. Oh, yeah, it was very
mysterious. Oh.
Ba-dum-bum. Ba-dum.
I was really surprised that was on that list, because that is such an old, way ahead of its time when it was put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just because it was ahead of its time, I mean, it still can be. Was it overrated at the time? Not really.
No.
No.
It was amazing to look at.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Are you really going to go back and play Myst?
I don't know.
No, you're not.
Probably not. But that's not the point.
I'm going to play it tonight.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah,
I might.
You're not.
Quiet
you
night.
Ought to. Yeah,
make,
you
make,
go.
Make a little chicken.
Little Chablis. Little Chablis.
Why chicken?
I don't know. Because we're having like chicken caprisos.
You having what?
Shit.
Chicken caprisos.
Damn.
You never had that?
No.
Chicken caprisos? Delicious.
Oh, it's awesome. It's like mozzarella on top of chicken.
Wow.
I never had it.
And tomatoes, right?
It's like chicken parm.
Tomatoes are involved.
It's chicken parm. All right.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
Without the parm.
It's the chicken mozz.
I always forget what the parm means.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's less heartburn. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Sorry.
Myst was great. I always got stuck in the room. I never got past it. The one with the telescope or the stars.
Oh, right. So you couldn't hack it, so the game sucks.
Yeah, I just fuck it. I'm going to go outside and shoot hoops.
It's like an escape room on, like,
yeah,
in a video game.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually what it is.
It's awesome. Yeah. Puzzles, and what does this lever do? And holy shit, how the fuck am I supposed to get to there? And
yeah, there was nothing like it.
Yeah, what's going to open if I do this?
Fuck it.
It was too hard for you. Okay.
Kind of like you and Mega Man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Mega Man was an empty, bottomless pit of despair.
An empty, bottomless pit of despair.
Without a single redeeming quality.
Oh, that's a lie.
Number five, Resident Evil 1 to 3.
You hated 1, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't really like 1. I mean, yeah, they were...
I thought 2 was really good. I don't know. I don't know. I don't see a problem with Resident Evil 2.
I don't know. It's overrated. I mean, it's solid.
Yeah, I think everything after 1 was pretty decent. 4 was awesome.
Yeah, 4 was, 4 was really
legendary.
Good.
Yeah.
What is their number 1?
All right. Well, before I go, I'm going to get to the next one real fast.
Oh, okay.
This is what I'm shocked by, because this almost makes the list kind of wonky. It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Sonic overrated.
Oh, it's really? On my list.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Oh, my
Sonic
God.
Is...
What do you mean? The series?
I like Sonic. Yes. I like the Sonic games, but they're not Mario, and they always...
They're not trying to be Mario.
Well, they
went up against Mario.
I think people wished they were as good as Mario and wanted them to be as good as Mario, because maybe they only had a Genesis and they couldn't play the Mario game. So... They wanted
talking about me, Eric.
No, not you. No, I'm not talking about you. No. A lot of people, I think it's a fanboy thing. It's like our Sonic's is just good as your Mario kind of a thing. And not exactly. They're good games. They're fun, but I think they're a little overrated. I think when you go back and play them, it's like, yeah, this is cool, but I'm not really doing a whole lot. It was really, the game is doing it for you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Type of a thing. Yeah. They're not bad games. Again, this is, like I was saying, I like a lot of these games. Well, I think are overrated.
Well, like the part when Sonic goes in, like, the pipe.
Like any kind of a tube or, yeah. Right. It's like, it's cool.
I mean, like Mario does, though. When he goes down a tube, you don't control him, do you?
He's in and out for a second. Right. He's in and out for one second, Mario. So
it's kind of funny because you say that's like for a Genesis person who never had a Nintendo. Did you ever have a Genesis?
No, I didn't, but all my friends had Genesis, so I get to play them.
Because you were like me. You always were a Nintendo person.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I felt. I would have felt the same way, although Sonic's an awesome freaking game.
Yeah, sure it is, but I just feel like it's there's rose-tinted glasses with that, or I don't know.
Yeah, I would definitely take a Mario game over a Sonic game any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Right. Number two on their list, Castlevania Simon's Quest.
No,
I'm surprised I'm surprised it's like considered overrated because people really didn't like it when it came out.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I thought it was awful the first time I played it.
No,
you should play the translated Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, I never have.
It's fucking awesome.
Always wanted to check it
because everything makes sense.
Right,
all the messages, everything makes sense. Mm. They tell you what to do in the game. It's a shame that that's the one that didn't come.
It's totally streamlined. Like if you played that,
it's the North
first time you've ever played it.
You would get through it.
All right, this is great.
Yeah.
Number one on the list, Halo.
Oh, God. Why? Why is Halo overrated?
Oh, that's number one?
Yeah.
Well, why? I think Halo became overrated later on.
The
first one, fine.
I think it's played out now.
Yeah.
I think enough's enough with Halo, but those games for online multiplayer, for deathmatch and whatever, were fucking revolutionary. Right. They're still fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe the story shot, you know, with the whole Master Chief thing and the campaigns. Okay, maybe it's played out, but there's a lot of series like that are played out.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see why they feel like Halo is overrated. Do they give like a reason?
They do, yeah. They have a whole paragraph. And I wish,
oh, fuck it.
I'm going to try to give me the paragraph.
Fuck
here.
It. No, not worth it. Not worth it.
All right.
Do you think it's overrated, Ryan?
I think the series is worn out.
Yeah, I agree
it's
with that.
Worn out. It's the same shit over and over.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But I think those early games are still playable, and I think the story is tight. You know, with the whole galaxy thing and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's solid.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, maybe it's played out by now. Maybe they could stop making the games now. But the online multiplayer, that game was, that's what that was always about. Ever since Halo 2 was fucking amazing, man. I mean, that was like till 3 a.m. every night. Like, one of those things where you lost sleep and you were late to work because you couldn't fucking stop playing it all night. So good.
All right. So should we get onto the game review? Something that I kind of think is overrated.
Let's do it.
The Legend of Zelda.
You fucking cunt.
See, that's not fair. That's not fair. I was holding back on something, but, you know.
You think it's overrated, The Legend of Zelda?
No, I don't at all.
But you're allowed to.
I was going
to
say something that Mike really likes I found overrated.
Mega Man?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that face.
Not a fan. So many a short trip where there was so much Mega Man played, and I suck. It might be because I suck at it.
That's probably why.
And
we're going to chalk it up to that.
But I just,
if it was the first Mega Man, I'm totally with you. But the second Mega Man fixed everything that was wrong with Mega Man 1. The
third one is so good.
The third one's good, too. The second one I like. The third one I like. The first one's hot trash.
I was going to go with the second one, just because.
Really? You don't like the second one?
Well, why? Just
because in our.
Why?
Mainly because in our group of friends, I feel like it's overrated.
Okay.
And it was constant.
Really?
Why?
It was constant. Like the you pull up on the side of the street and you ask a guy, how do you beat Woodman or whatever, something like that. And it's like, oh my God.
Wait.
I like a lot more games than Mega Man 2. And then, yes, I suck at it.
Oh,
I'm really bad.
Oh, so in our group of friends.
See, now he's getting defensive. Mm-hmm. Look at
him. Yeah.
Ryan took a shit on Skyrim, and I took it like a man. Yeah, you take it like a man. Right. You take Mega Man hate.
I will not.
Man.
No. Nope. I will not.
But I guess this all comes out of you saying Legend of Zelda. All right. I guess that's okay. So carrying on.
The Legend of Zelda.
Carrying on.
What does it mean to you? Or your words.
Floor's yours.
Now, this game, my cards here. 1986, Nintendo, NES, the adventure, overhead adventure, nondescript levels. You can't tell where anything is. I get totally lost in this game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say, here's a sword. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we have to talk about, you know, influential doesn't begin to explain it.
You know, it's
I mean, what it did for even games in its own generation.
Right. It's debatable on a lot of times if you look up an NES list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is always one or two.
Right.
If you look up a game, you know, greatest games of all time list, probably in the top 10, at right. least in the top 20.
Yeah. Maybe top 20.
I feel like that's debatable, but mm-hmm. what's not debatable is what you just said, how important this game is to the games yeah. that came after sure, yeah. afterwards.
Yeah. Not even adventure games, role playing games too.
Right.
I mean, just the mapping and enemy distribution and dungeons and all shit like that. It inspired turn-based combat games too. Mm-hmm. Even though it wasn't. This was mm-hmm. the game for people who didn't like that shit.
Was this?
You could start with something as simple as you could save.
I was just going to bring that up.
Game. Yes.
Was this the first game where you could, where it had a save feature? Does anyone know? I know Dragon Warrior was very early on, but
maybe.
Was Zelda first? Was Zelda before Dragon Warrior?
87 Zelda, right? Came out. So I think so, Mike. I think it might have been the first game you could save on.
And you can also save a few different profiles also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
Yeah, three different slots. Yeah.
Slots.
Sluts, yeah.
We actually have an email from somebody who from a couple people. They wanted to kind of chime in our Zelda conversation. Okay. This is from Tim. He said, the first time I played The Legend of Zelda, I was at a friend's house. I was 6 or 7 years old, and I begged him to let me borrow it. He almost didn't due to the unique save system mm-hmm. that was new to us all. I had promised I wouldn't delete his save. So, yep, first time playing at my house, it deleted. Oh. That's my first memory of the game. Play. I did go on to get the game and put a ton of hours in and eventually beat it. One of my favorites on the system. Thanks, guys. That's from Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Does Tim
have a nickname?
No, but...
Shit, Ryan, why'd you have to bring that up? Now we got to think of a nickname.
The Adventurer.
The Adventurer.
There we go. Tim the Adventurer.
Tim the Adventurer. We're getting real lazy with the nicknames, especially today.
But that is a good point. Unlike Mike's computer that requires a password to get into, you did not need a password in order to delete somebody's game.
That's correct. Zelda.
You could delete anyone you wanted to.
Just hit A.
Yeah.
Just hit A. And that fucker's gone.
Gone with the wind.
A lot of the charm with this game is the sound effects and the music. Man. I mean, it has some of the most iconic...
The song.
Sound effects. Yeah. The song.
The freaking song.
And I wonder if you substitute that song with another song, is the game as good? Like, if you would take a shitty song, like, say, like Ace of Base, and put that song
this
over
is the
that.
Second time we brought up Ace of Base.
Why do we
Ace
keep bringing up? That up?
We did?
Yeah.
Today?
No, Rory brought it up on the last show.
Oh, in the last show.
Why do we get hung up on, like, T-Rex and Ace of Base and shit like that?
I sold a sign, yeah.
Right. Now, imagine playing Zelda, listen to that.
No.
Would it be good then, Eric?
Yes, it would be just as good.
Really?
Because it's not about that, no. It wouldn't be just as good. The music is part of what makes it amazing. The dungeon music, too, is intense.
Like, well, especially when you get to the last freaking dungeon and the entire thing. It's super intense.
It's different. When you're fighting five things
level
at once.
Level 9, the dungeon music is different than the rest of them, I think.
Mm-hmm. But when you're fighting five things at once and they're all bouncing off of you and it's intense and it's and you're like, oh my God, this is so intense. The music's intense and I'm getting my ass handed to me. It's like, fuck.
It gets legit hard, man.
Yeah.
And even when you die, it's like such sad music. It's like, man, I gotta play again.
It's like we can't continue.
You can't lose.
I always stopped playing. I had this game as a kid.
Right.
And I would always put it in and I would always get to a certain point where it wasn't that I was bored or I didn't know where to go. I just started dying too much.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And eventually I was just like, ugh, fuck it. I'll put Mega Man in.
Now, I said to Ryan that I had not played in a long time. And I think it was Eric or something. No, I texted you guys. And I hadn't played in a long time. To beat level 1, I died 15 times trying to beat level 1, let alone trying to find level 1 with some
dungeon?
Difficult time. Oh my God.
You have finished this game, Chris?
I've beaten this game. I don't know how I beat this game, but I beat it twice.
Some of the things you have to find. All right, here you go. Did you beat this kind of on your own, or did you kind of pick up hints from other people here and there?
I had a lot of time as a kid, and yes, I beat it on my own.
And do you remember how long it took you?
Well, it takes no, I couldn't tell you, because you have to, like, burn 800 bushes.
Right.
And push around, like, 800 stones to figure out where everything is.
Bomb
and
walls.
Then figure out that there's one point where you're going up all these ladders, and it's to get to level 5.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have to figure out to go up the ladder, like, I don't even know how many times. Maybe it's five times because level five. Who knows? But you got to go up there like five times. Who would ever figure that out? Except for somebody who has no life and just plays Zelda all the time.
I think that's what you got to do though. Because I never had the patience and I was a moron as a child. I'm still a moron. But that's why I honestly like, I would play for a certain amount of time and I was like, I have no fucking idea what to do.
And it's just
bombing certain like, isn't it to get to the one level you have to bomb like some rock on like a certain side of the rock and then
isn't that to get to level 9? You've got like the two rocks sitting there and you have to hit the one on the left hand side
maybe
in, like, the corner or something.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's
or burning the bush to get to level 8. I remember that. I've never finished a game.
No, RK, Chris, did you guys use Nintendo Power or anything?
No.
When you were kids.
When it first came out, we got it. When it first came out, I was like 6 years old, so my dad played it, and like I watched him and like try to like help him with that. It wasn't until like a couple years later that I had the fucking skill, the cognitive ability to even make that happen.
Well,
but
I actually first played it at Eric's house.
Oh, okay,
that's where I first played it.
That's right. Yeah,
full circle. Here we are.
Now
we're talking about
30 years later. Yeah, pretty nuts.
I got another email that I'd like to mention as well.
Okay, another email
about the Legend of Zelda. This is from the professor. The Legend of Zelda series. He's mentioning define the action adventure genre for three consecutive generations. For me, only Super Mario Bros. 3 is the only 8-bit game on its level, with apologies to Mega Man 2 and Contra.
Oh, shit.
Its flaws, in my opinion, are only centered around lack of direction. I've actually had interactions on Reddit in which people prefer the lack of instruction to keep the game interesting. A fair take given the limitations of the system it was made on. It's hard to talk about the game alone and not the franchise as its successors took the game to the next level each time, which is very true, especially in A Link to the Past.
Mm-hmm.
What never changed is the blending of combat and puzzles, a formula so good that keeps you guessing and engaged for hours, no matter how many bits or dimensions you're working with. 8 out of 10 for me. Mm-hmm. So that was from the professor. Thank you.
He's got a good point.
Yeah.
He says you're not really guided through the game.
It like does Mike not just talked about
Portal.
Yeah.
So he had to discover and how to learn how to play each level without much direction, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's a recent game. So this game, going back that many amount of years.
It's not really fair to compare Portal and Zelda, but the difference between those is in Portal, you can look around and say, I got to do that. In Zelda, everything kind of starts to look the same.
Mm-hmm. Right. So,
especially that one section. I think it's to get to the graveyard where you have to go, what is it like?
Jesus
south, God. Then west, then north. Like you got to go through a square and then you're in like, you know, you hear the dee 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 dee, which is such a satisfying sound.
I didn't like that.
You're basically finding things on accident.
Yes, exactly.
And like he's saying, the professor, it doesn't hold your hand and you can miss an item in a fucking dungeon and have to go and not even know you need that item, especially with no guide. You know, you might not know, you might have missed the fucking stepladder and you didn't even know that exists. And now what do? I'm wasting like 10 hours of my life walking around.
Yeah.
People say wasting. I actually enjoy it. I'm taking 10 hours to go back and find this fucking thing in a dungeon that I beat, you know, 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys say, Eric and Chris, would you guys say this is the game you played the most as a child?
No.
No? Chris?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Took the most time. But, all right. Hold on. Game I played.
You sure? You sure about that?
As a child, yes.
Did you enjoy it?
But now,
did you enjoy playing it?
I loved it.
You look forward to it?
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
But I do disagree that did in that email, were we saying that every game has progressively gotten better? Because I thought that the second one
was not as good as the first one.
Horrible. Oh, yeah. It was absolute garbage. I feel like the entire time you're just like knifing a guy and like...
That was the game when I rented it from the video game store. My dad walked by the TV after I put the game on. My dad just goes, that game looks fucking stupid. and then I'm like, yeah, he's right.
The second one?
We took it back.
The second one?
Yeah,
actually, that's my first... That's the first Zelda game I ever played.
Oh, what a shame.
That was the second one.
That's a mistake.
That'll ruin
it. Well, I didn't. I had no fucking idea.
I mean, I think A Link to the Past is a better game in almost in pretty much... every way.
Absolutely.
Then,
well, one of the nice things, this is kind of, this is such a small, you know, feature, but one of the nice things in A Link to the Past is you can kind of get an idea of where you need to place your bomb
on like a wall.
Yep.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like maybe there's a little crack in it or something like that.
Sometimes.
Right. That's true.
Instead of picking every spot. Possible.
Seriously. That's and you wasted all your bombs.
Hours.
Now I got to go back and buy more fucking bombs.
Setting shit on fire with your candle. Every bush. It's like the worst is when you didn't know what you were doing or where you had to go and you're looking for the next dungeon and you set the bush on fire and there's stairs there and you go down and it's just some asshole with 20 rupees for you.
Well, how about it?
I need more.
How about pay for my door?
Oh yeah,
pay for my door. You fucking
who says that?
Oh, sometimes if you burn the wrong bush,
right,
you go down and there's some schmuck there that wants you to pay for his door.
It was a bush.
I burned down a bush. He wants me to pay for the door.
Fucking crook.
And he takes 30 rupees from me.
Mm. Can't you just leave without paying him?
No.
Oh, really?
He wants his money.
Mm-hmm.
He got it.
You gotta pay those rupees, man.
Then I'm frustrated. Then I go out. I get killed by the dark nuts or whatever they're called.
Right.
Oh, or you get killed by whatever was the thing in the water. I hated the thing in the water.
What was that thing?
I don't know if it's
a dragon thing.
For years I thought it was like a boat that's sitting out there firing shit out of me, but God, that thing is the worst. It's like terrible. A dragon looking thing.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Now as a kid this game was too much. I needed like a gun. And I needed somewhere to go in the game. Like Contra was more my style.
Mm. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, I'm kind of just along the same lines as Ryan.
Yeah, I was too distracted. I couldn't keep focused.
My kid brain could not handle.
Every bush. You could not handle.
It is it's a huge NES game too.
Yeah.
It's massive.
But it's funny because you say you can't do each different thing, but yet like you're a big Grand Theft Auto fan where you have to do all these different missions.
I'm like a grown up now.
I know you're a grown up, but
I wanted to ride my bike. I could sit there and burn bushes in Zelda.
But there's a lot of wasting my time.
Grand Theft Auto tells you where to go too.
Well, in some ways, or you just beat up people for half an hour and then.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's about how it goes. But all right.
Now, Mike, you said this game was overrated.
I guess you know what? I want to take it back. I don't know that it's overrated, but it doesn't hold up. I don't think it holds up anymore. Yeah. Like, I don't think anybody now can go back. Like, A Link to the Past, I think anybody can go back to A Link to the Past.
I played that for the first time when we reviewed it. I thought it was
thoroughly,
great. I love
thoroughly
it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think this one and the second one are just too... I hate to put, like, Zelda 2 and this one in the same, you know?
You can't.
Yeah, they're not even close.
But they're both, like... You're going to get preoccupied on where, like... I don't know where to go. I have a question for you, Chris. You said you hated Metroid, right? Yes. Were you the one who said that?
Yeah.
So what made you because I always ask this question, what made you really love Zelda, but hate Metroid? Because they're both games where you have no fucking clue where you want to go.
Yeah, explain yourself.
Well, it did come with a map.
Well,
didn't it come with like the first, did it come with a whole map? I know like the manual had like, wasn't it like the first, like how to get to like the first two levels or something?
Maybe that's what it was.
Well, and also in Zelda, you don't have to do every little thing. There are like 800 things that you can do in there that you don't have to do in order to beat the game.
Right.
You don't have to search for.
How do you know what you don't have to do if it's the first time you played it?
Well, you don't. Well, of course you don't know when it's the first time you play it, but you don't have to bomb everything and find every 30 rupees in the game.
Right.
You have to find the main points of it to get through and,
so you don't get stuck.
Yeah, and
Metroid.
From what I remember, you don't have to get everything.
Well, you don't have to get everything in Metroid either. I mean, you have to get the ice,
the weapons,
but that's just like in Zelda. Don't you? You have to get the fuck. Is it the silver arrow?
You have to beat Ganon with that, and I guess that's the only way you can do that. But and you also have to get the other arrow. But you can buy some of that stuff too at the same time. You don't have to beat the particular level in order to get it. So you can buy it at other places. But
wait, you can buy the silver arrow?
No, you can't. I don't know if you can buy the silver
arrow. I thought it was just in
you can buy like all the other stuff pretty well. Right. You can buy a lot of the other stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. So you can't buy like the raft and you can't buy the ladder. You can't buy those types of things. So you have to get them.
Right.
But you don't have to do everything in the game.
Right.
And honestly, I just going back to the music and to the fact that I can shoot a sword and everything like that, it was a lot more fun than Metroid to me. I just felt like
the fucking boomerang too.
Yeah,
I was all about the boomerang.
And the fact that it's the only like weapon that you have that you can shoot out to the corner instead of just straight ahead of you. Yeah. You can fire to the corner. There were a lot more like fun things that you can tell.
How many times does it happen when like you finally fill up your life and then a split second you get hit and you lose that? You're like, motherfucker! Yeah. I feel like it happens all the
time. It is infuriating game.
Well, it's infuriating. And a lot of it also, like, some of the characters that you, some of the enemies that you hit, like, you can push them across the screen. But mm-hmm. some of them, they just go right through your sword and you get mm-hmm. hit. And it's incredibly frustrating when that happens.
It's hard. Yeah. It's really hard.
Those fucking horse things knives at you. Oh, fuck. They're the worst. Those things. Oh my God, they're the fucking worst.
Between that and like the knight looking things, you can't hit from the front. You got to get around the back of them. And
they're all jiggling and bouncing.
Painful. Painful. Mm. But
there's a second quest.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, what do you mean, second Eric's quest?
By the way.
Not that it's a huge secret or anything. It's basically the new game plus. Once you beat the game, you could start over and the difficulty is jacked up and then they rearrange the dungeons and where all the items are and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Or you can just type Zelda in for your name.
Yeah.
When you log in, it asks you what your name is or whatever. When you first start a slot, you put Zelda in and it'll start you in the,
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the second quest.
So have you ever done that?
I tried it for a little bit and I said, you know what? I've already beat this. It was hard enough the first time. I'm out.
And pretty much once you beat it, there's enough like cheering going on. They're I'm done. I gotta go to bed.
That was a marathon. Yeah, I ain't doing it again in a harder way. Yeah. Hmm. So I don't have the balls.
Yeah, somebody that didn't really grow up playing it. When I go back and play it now, it just doesn't hold up.
Compared
to other games that were out at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
But it definitely started. I mean, you know, Adventure on the 2600 kind of started like that open world thing, but this was just on a different planet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And the music, it gets on my nerves, though.
Oh. Get out of here.
It's just constant.
Say whatever you want.
Shut the
music,
fuck up.
The music's just legendary.
They did a pretty good job with that because they switched it up. Even though it's over and over again, they did a pretty good job with keeping it interesting.
Right.
It's better than Bubble Bobble.
The music?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot better.
Where you feel like you're in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
With Bubble Bobble.
You do.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
No, you're right about that. You're right about that. Yeah. So what would you guys rate this game?
I give it a 9. 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to go 6.
It's not perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mike because I'm playing it nowadays. I don't think it holds up.
Okay.
Chris?
I'm going to also give it a 9.
Wow. So
yeah.
Yeah. Not a perfect game, but
6-9, huh?
Yeah. Big fan.
Big fan.
All right. Yeah. I could see why it was good, but, you know, it's just not my thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like the Beatles, you know? I know they're awesome.
Right. You know they were influential, but
did you say the Beatles are overrated?
No, they're not overrated. I just don't have an ear for the Beatles. I like a few of their songs.
Right.
Every now and then I like the Beatles.
He doesn't like Skyrim. He doesn't like the Beatles, Eric.
He's coming for me.
Such a contrarian.
He's coming for me.
I think Red Dead's
overrated.
Totally overrated.
I think Red Dead's overrated.
Oh, do you, Mike?
Yeah,
really?
I do.
You really believe what you're saying right now?
Yeah, I do. Sucks.
Fucking Lenovo.
I think the Lenovo's overrated.
Shit.
Yeah, they're way overrated. I think we already worked that out before. Rory said they're made where?
What is?
Where Lenovo? Are they made? Oh, Lenovo's? Rory knew it all. I don't know.
Oh, they used to be Chinese. IBM.
That's right. It used to be IBM. Yeah. So, all right, guys. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
All right.
Between the hours of 3:30 and 5:30.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You got to get a mattress.
You better go.
The mattress is coming.
We got to get the fuck out of here. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Go to our website, emulatethis.net. Chris, thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Did you have fun? Is it everything you thought it would be?
It was everything that I thought it would be.
All right.
Because I've listened to a ton of episodes. So
Right. The one that you said was fucking way over.
Yeah, the way over.
Solid episode.
Dedicated. You're not even going to get a nickname, Chris.
I might.
We were going to give you a nickname, but not now. All right, guys, get out of here. Whoop, kitty, kitty.